Because I was late for work this morning, purely because the traffic was just horrendous. But Dickon Moon is with us. You might remember Dickon. You used to play for Redruth Rugby Club, didn't you, Dickon?
Well, that's above my station, David. But these days, I was a junior pirate. I was born in Redruth, but these days I'm a director of rugby at London Cornish.
Gotcha. Right. Okay. You're championing work from home week this week. Now, obviously, not every business is going to be able to let their employees do this, but there are some benefits for some businesses.
There are, in fact, quite significant benefits, not least of which is the fact that you are probably going to be partnering with a different group of people from those who work in your call centre or indeed in your office. Because if you were able to open up your work to people that work from home, there are a large group of people who perhaps for various reasons can't make it into an office, and they have tremendous skills available. And I think what we've learnt is that companies that are partnering with us in trying to work with home workers are getting significant advantages in performance.
So what are you talking about exactly here? When you say people who can't make it into work, you're talking maybe people who don't possess transport or have got a disability or something like that?
So all sorts of people. So people perhaps who only have slivers of time available to them, maybe 10 or 15 hours a week. They might be silver surfers. They might be people looking to top up a pension. There may be people with a disability or carers. There may be working mums or dads. There may be second jobbers. All of those people have time available, but perhaps not the sort of time that would allow them to commute and get stuck in traffic.
Like me this morning. And I'm guessing technology plays a big part in this as well.
It does. And don't we have a great advantage in Cornwall being the first place in the country that we get super fast broadband? And I think Superfast Cornwall are doing a great job in driving the delivery of superfast broadband across the county, and I would hope that we're able to really capitalise on that by bringing home working to a larger number of people.
Yeah, is the government doing anything to help out here?
Well, both locally and nationally, we are getting plenty of support. So in Cornwall, from Andrew George in the south of the county through George Eustace and Sarah Newton in mid-Cornwall and Dan Rogerson in the north of the county, we're getting plenty of encouragement to come down to Cornwall and talk about our own home working model at Arise. But nationally, the rollout of broadband is having a very great effect. What we'd like to see is the government perhaps giving their own departments home working targets. At both the national and local level, people are always very keen to talk about home working, and why not use it from a national level in perhaps the DWP, where they have over 15,000 contact centre seats available. You know, that's what we'd like to see as a next step from the government.
Yeah, the problem, there are benefits obviously of working from home. The big problem is procrastination, which I've found sometimes if I've tried to do some stuff at home.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we found is if you take the, I'm going to use our model here at Arise. So we take exactly the same contact centre screens that you would have if you worked in a call centre for one of our clients. And you then apply exactly the same measurements, the metrics, to the people that work from home compared with those that work in the call centres for our clients. Actually, our performance far outstrips that of our clients' own people. So what that demonstrates to us is that actually, if you get the right people working from home, they are not procrastinators, and nor are the clients that they're working with. And I think that's the key. Homework is not for everybody. There'll certainly be a group of people for whom it's very, very applicable. And they're the people that we're very keen to reach out to now.
So how can people get involved if they fancy doing something like this?
Well, we've put an article on our website that asks a few key questions, and you can reach that at www.arise.com/UK. That's ARISE.com/UK. And it asks a few simple things like, do you have a good broadband connection? And if you're not sure if you do, then the BBC have got a great free product. If you put BBC broadband speed test into your search engine, and it comes up with a free test that looks like a sort of car speedometer, and then that will test how good your broadband is. The second thing is if you've got a nice, quiet working environment at your home somewhere. And I think the third thing is that mentality that you spoke of there, that, you know, do not be somebody that's a procrastinator. You need to be somebody that is disciplined. And if you have that discipline, then working from home could well be right for you.